And then we were like, oh, wait, five. We're notes from the stage.
Yeah.
Right here. Yeah.
I actually put it on the schedule this time.
So I saw that. So I was very proud that you did that. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Well, today's a big day.
Why is today a big day?
Because it's International Women's Day.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Woohoo. So we decided to do a whole show dedicated to that.
Yeah, so basically shows with leading ladies or, you know, things like that. So
strong, independent.
Mm-hmm.
And all the above, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got a pretty good lineup tonight. There is a new musical that we're playing from.
Yes.
Called Come From Away.
Yeah.
Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's it doesn't read correct. I think it's an odd title.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But
it's the one we have written down anyway.
Yeah.
So hopefully I did it correctly when I wrote it out.
Yeah. Yes, no, it's Come From Away.
Yep.
But yeah, well, you listened to it the first time.
Yeah, I heard it on XM Radio,
yeah.
The Broadway channel, which yeah. is fantastic if you don't have XM, by the way. But yeah,
it's about a female pilot.
It's about a female pilot. Well, not the whole thing, just that one.
Just parts of it and stuff.
Mm-hmm. We can talk more about what the actual play is about.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's about a female pilot.
Yeah. So. Ashley heard this song and
I cried. Word.
So I'm pretty excited.
I cried
to play
the
this
whole
for
time, like the whole way here to the studio, actually, because we were
oh,
coming up
listening to it and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's really good. I'm glad you guys get to hear it now.
Yeah, so I hope everybody enjoys the song once again. This is called Me and the Sky from Come From Away.
My parents must have thought they had a crazy kid, 'cause I was one of those kids who always knew what I wanted. They took me to the airport to see all the planes depart, and watching them fly, something inside of me was starting. I was 8 when I told them that I'd be a pilot, but I was too young and too short, and there were no female captains. And my dad said, be patient, he said, just see what happens. But I took my first lesson, came down from the sky, and told my father I'd fly for the rest of my life. And I got my first job, just a corpse and me, $5 an hour for flying dead bodies. I had to climb over their faces just to get to my seat. Then suddenly the wheels lift off, the ground is falling backwards. I am suddenly alive. Suddenly I'm in the cockpit. Suddenly everything's changed.
Or you know you're not anything, 'cause you're a girl.
is Me in the Sky from Come From Away. Do you like that song?
Oh, I really do like that song.
Yeah.
I've listened to that over and over again. I haven't listened to the whole entire album yet, but it's that song that I keep listening
to. So the whole play is about, I think it was actually originally came out in around 2012. Yeah, the first production was 2012. This version is actually from the 2017 Broadway edition tour, I guess. Anyway, it's about 38 planes. So on September 11, 38 planes had to be grounded or rerouted and grounded in some small towns of Gander. It's like in Newfoundland and Labrador, which I know are dog names. I know. I had to like double check myself that it, like, they weren't talking about some dogs or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess not.
It's an example of dogs being named for places.
Yes.
Yep, so, there you go.
So,
because they were rerouted because nobody was allowed to travel.
Right. They had
the
US. All air traffic stopped.
Yeah.
So the whole play is about the 7,000 people that got stranded in these small towns, and it's about the people who boarded them, who were like in the town, were all these passengers, and so it's a bunch of different stories, kind of all compiled, taken from different viewpoints from that day.
Okay.
And the set is really minimalist. It's like 12 chairs, and those 12 chairs, one minute is a bar, the next is a restaurant, the next are the seats on a plane, and so it keeps it. One's in a church. I mean, so they kind of each get their own chair, and whether they're on or off, the actors are the stagehands, and like this real minimalist production.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So actually in 2018, they are up for a Grammy for Best Musical Theater Album.
Nice.
Cool.
I know.
Cool. Yeah, so. No, I like the whole premise of the show and everything, and it's, I don't know, have they even done a musical in regards to anything with 9/11?
This is the first one I've heard of.
Yeah, I haven't heard of any. No, maybe it would be referenced, but no, I think this is specifically just about it. I mean, about the September 11th.
Yeah.
It's not even about U.S. I mean, I guess some of the actors and stuff are American and some are not.
Yeah, just kind of depends.
It depends on who was on the plane and
exactly.
And stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. Coo-coo-coo.
I know. I really liked it. That's why I picked it. So, you know.
Good.
It's a female in a man-dominated field. And it was about 9/11, so I had to throw that in there just because. And it was new, so.
Yeah.
Yay.
It was good. Right. I particularly like the ending. The vocals on the ending were really good.
Yeah, she is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I watched a lot. You can, on YouTube, you can see a lot of little snippets and behind the scenes. If you just type in the Come From Away. So
and
you can watch.
Things from it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And I've posted a video of it on our Facebook page.
Which is?
Notes from the Stage.
You can go on Facebook and search for us.
Yep.
Search for us.
Yep.
And hey, while we're on that topic, how else can they reach to us or check things out?
Yep.
Regarding
so they can,
Notes from the Stage.
Well, you can also get on Twitter at NFTS 957. Yep. I totally forgot there for a second. And then you can also email us at Notes from the Stage, all one word, at gmail.com.
Correcto mundo.
Yep. So the next one up is from one of my. More, I guess, one of my favorites.
You haven't seen it. You love this movie.
No, I really do.
It. I like it the should, story. I mean, I know what it is, but it's not.
It has been up for tons of awards.
Mm-hmm.
And won a
Jennifer
few.
Hudson win an award? Oh, sorry if I totally let that out of the bag. Oh, hey, by the way, I'm going to put a little
We do have
disclaimer.
A special guest.
We do. We have two special guests tonight. Okay, so besides Ashley, David, and myself, which, by the way, we didn't introduce who we were. We just said the word Notes from the Stage.
Well, at least we got half of it.
Hey, I mean, so I'm Callie. You're?
I'm Ashley.
And you're?
I'm David.
David.
And who?
Nobody can see, but I'm looking at each of them and pointing, being like, and you're who? Who?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who are you?
And then we also have Lisa. And Lisa, say hi.
Hi.
And she's hanging out with Penelope right now.
Who is? So if you hear a lot of banging in the background, or it's sometimes her like banging on the floor and the vibrations through the microphone, you can hear it.
Yeah.
Or currently right now she's playing with her toys.
Playing with toys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Penelope is an infant. Case
yeah she's 10 months
we're confused about that.
Yeah. Oh no, she's well yeah I guess she is 10 months. She's almost 11 months.
Shush.
There's a
she's
person
just 10.
In a radio station. Shush. Banging on the floor.
April 19th, someone's gonna be one.
Don't remind me. She's growing way too fast. It's breaking
my
heart.
Today she finally has her hair in a ponytail, and I don't know why, but I'm like, she went from baby to toddler real quick.
Yeah.
In like just a ponytail. Who knew? She's ponytail could change your look that much.
Ponytail on the top of her head and
yeah.
With the little bit of hair she has.
Yeah, she's got more hair than I do.
Yeah, and she started in her new car seat today too.
Oh my.
So, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's sad she's growing too fast.
But anyway, so let's do the next one up from Dreamgirls.
Look at me. Look at me. I am changing, trying every way I can. I am changing. I'll be better than I am. I'm trying.
Jennifer Hudson from the Dreamgirls. 2006 film Dreamgirls.
Wow.
That's good. Wow.
Yeah, that whole
she's
album.
She's got a set of lungs on her, man. Yeah, she's goodness. Fantastic.
I knew I wanted to put Dreamgirls in here. I just had a hard time picking which song.
Oh, apparently Penny's
Penny wanted to say hi.
Yeah.
Are you upset? I know. She really... Okay.
I think that's the most vocal I've ever heard her be.
She was getting mad at me because I wasn't holding her.
Take something away from her and tell her no.
Yeah.
Get to hear all about it,
yeah,
huh?
It's like the terrible twos have hit already.
Oh.
So anyway...
A little bit about Dreamgirls.
Yeah, so Dreamgirls actually had three different titles originally before they decided on Dreamgirls. Originally it was going to... Well, the three, I guess, was One Night Only, Project Number 9, and Big Dreams, which are kind of...
Which, I mean, it took a while. What, 26 years for them to...
Yeah.
Actually make the movie. So
yeah, they
bought
had
it. Some time to decide which one they're going to use for
yeah,
the title.
Yeah, Warner Brothers bought the rights to it in 1980. Originally, we're going to have Whitney Houston play. But
Beyonce's
then when they
part, was that right?
Yeah, Beyonce's part, yeah. But when they went to go start filming it, what, in 2005 originally? Wow. Whitney Houston at that point was too old to play the part. So it went to Beyonce.
What took so long for them to get going on it? They just,
no idea.
Yeah, I have honestly, it never did say.
Interesting.
It's probably just funding, knowing movies. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. And I know that Jennifer Hudson beat out, what did it say?
Fantasia. 700, or go ahead.
Well,
oh,
yeah,
I'm
Fantasia,
sorry.
Yeah, is one. Because she was up for the role also
for
Effie. But she ended up beating out 782 other actresses for her role.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
The director was Bill... I don't remember his name. Oh, yeah, Bill Condon. I almost had it. he actually asked Jennifer Hudson to arrive late every day to, I guess, experience the diva lifestyle.
Oh.
So she would have a better understanding because this was her first...
Her character and things
like
that?
Her first gig.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Since she really wasn't a diva yet, so he wanted her to experience it, so that's why he made her do that.
Gotcha.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny, too, is that it says that she beat out somebody else, you know, Fantasia, from who was also an American Idol
mm-hmm.
winner.
Yeah.
She won American Idol. Jennifer Hudson, we were talking, was kind of like not fourth,
no, fourth.
Got like fourth place or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I find that kind of funny.
Yep.
But I kind of prefer Jennifer Hudson's voice over Fantasia's anyway.
She is spectacular.
Yeah.
Do you know She's, Spike Lee was going to be... was up for being the director.
What?
Really?
I mean, mm-hmm. I like Spike Lee, but I'm kind of glad he didn't do it. He has a different turn.
Doesn't seem like his kind of movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. Yeah, it did.
It's
yeah.
not really Mm-mm. in his repertoire of mm-hmm. movies. Anything to compare to anything that he's ever done, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That's really all I got for that one.
Yeah. I did get a new album the other day. And Ashley absolutely loves
this
show.
Oh, my goodness. The movies.
Well, the movie, anyways.
Oh, like, I want to be this person in real life. If I could.
Minus the ditzy personality.
Okay, but she's smart. That's all a front. That's all
okay,
a front. So
that
people
is true. She's
misunderstand
very, very
her and don't give her the benefit of the doubt. And then she goes in and slays it.
So if that gives you any clue as to what we're going to be playing next, this is from the album, Broadway show.
There you go.
Of Legally Blonde.
All of this time I planned I'd be patient and you would love me again. You'd come to respect my mind and at last you'd find you could love me again. And I have turned my whole world upside down, trying not to let you go. Watching you walk away is like a fatal blow.
Whoa!
Is that my name up on that list? Does someone know that I exist? Is this a mistake? Am I even awake? Pinch me now to make sure.
Maybe I'm doing something right. Whoa, I feel
change your mind, but you might look up to find I've gone on to better things, better jobs, or bigger rings.
That's So Much Better.
That's a song. So Much Better from the 2007 musical Legally Blonde, which that's actually coming.
Stars me. No, I'm just kidding. I wish.
Goodness, you've been taking some voice coaching there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just got a whole bag of skills just, you know, waiting.
That you dive into every once in a while.
Yep.
Only when you have to.
Yep.
I've heard
I keep it
say,
hidden.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Oh,
you
come
shut
on.
Shut your face.
You said. Dude, I am not. Just, I am not.
Yeah, no, we already talked about how bad I sing.
Dude, no.
Bro. Dude, bro. Dude,
wow. Maybe
this this divulged real quick.
Saw,
yeah.
Dude, saw.
So, the Tony, or the Tony's, not even the Tony's. This play, Broadway. I'm
this Broadway musical.
I'll get there eventually.
Yes. Legally Blonde.
I give up today. Oh, man. Was nominated for 7 Tonys. Didn't win a single one.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Which is a crying shame.
I'm not.
Though, to be honest,
the Academy
I should have looked
Awards.
Up what they were against.
Oh.
And maybe that would
say,
explain why.
Because they might have. I don't know. I thought the whole album was pretty good. Yeah. I really like the song Bend and Snap.
Yeah.
Gotta bend.
And snap.
That's just their way of saying, you know, it was all right.
Yeah. It was a little better than, you know, mediocre. It was enough to get nominated.
But,
yeah.
You know,
but
you're just not good enough.
Yeah. You're just subpar.
Legally Blonde is the musical, well, and movie about a girl named Elle Woods.
Mm-hmm.
She is a part of a sorority.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks that she's going out one night with her boyfriend and he's going to propose, and he does not. He tells her that he's dumping her.
Yes. For
sad
boring.
Story.
Yeah.
For boring.
Yeah. For another girl at Harvard Law
who's
School.
Boring.
Whose name
boring.
Is Boring?
Who, yes. Well, no. I don't know her name, actually.
What
but
kind
she,
of person
I don't
would name their
she was not
boring.
Good at picking out clothes. She wasn't blonde. She's was brunette.
She didn't know how to accessorize.
A sexorize.
Accessorize.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she decides to go to Harvard Law School, and
yeah.
she
gets in with, like, not hardly any trouble at all.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which was funny.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And then she shows everybody up.
Yeah.
And she winds up being, okay, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have to do that still. But she winds up becoming valedictorian at the end of the musical and
yep.
things like that. So
well.
She proved everybody wrong because they never thought that she was going to amount to anything. She wasn't going to pass. And yeah.
Yeah.
Wound up being super awesome.
So Legally Blonde, the Broadway production, whatever, was actually taped. Like they do like the live shows now with Sound of Music and whatever. It was taped and aired on MTV for 2 days.
Oh, seriously? I didn't
mm-hmm.
know that.
It was the first fully staged Broadway production to appear on TV.
Oh, that's
while
cool.
it was still playing.
On Broadway?
On Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty cool.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm sad I missed it. That would have been fun to see.
I know. I'm like, where was I
in 2007?
I'm looking here to see if I can figure out the exact dates. I don't know.
I don't
around
know.
2007.
Something like that, yeah.
I was graduating high school.
That's all right, David.
All right, yeah, really. Shut up, David. Jeez, why would you be too dang young?
I'm trying to feel great about ourselves.
I'm trying to brag. It just, it's just a thing that happened. It was a long time ago. It was over 10 years.
We didn't graduate too much farther after that. No. So that's okay. That's okay.
Sorry, I really didn't mean to brag there. I remember that year. That was stressful.
Yeah.
I wasn't into musicals like at all, like less than I am now. I wasn't into musicals at all at that point.
Well, that's sad, David.
What got you turned around then?
To the correct way of thinking.
Yes.
About things. Mm-hmm. I saw a musical live. A friend was in one, and I went to see it, and it was like, wow, hey, these are cool. And that just really kind of changed my outlook on musicals. And I was in one shortly after that, which really, I mean...
Was kind of the
drove it home,
point.
Though.
Yeah.
Officially. Yeah.
And that was the South really Pacific. Like South Pacific. I can't speak today.
Actually, it was The Mikado by Gilbert and Sullivan, if you've ever heard of that.
Mm-mm.
It's old. It's like 19... Actually, it might be 1800s. It's an old piece of theater.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really fun, though.
Fun? Well, now I have to go look that up. Great, thanks. One more thing for me to do late at night.
Some good songs from it. Really, is very comedic.
So. Well, all right. I'll put it on my docket to watch. Hopefully YouTube has it.
I feel like I distracted us for the last 2 minutes. I'm sorry about that.
David, don't worry about it. It's totally fine. Who cares?
Sometimes I like to talk and sometimes I don't.
It's okay.
It's all right.
If you like to talk.
Depends on
if
you know the shows too, right? In our subject.
Yeah.
Indeed.
That we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen one of these shows that we've been
the
talking
about.
The
next one up? Oh, which one?
Well, wait. Have I seen? Nope.
The next one up I haven't seen.
Yeah, I haven't seen
I just listened to the album.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen parts of Dreamgirls and parts of Legally Blonde, but never the whole thing.
Gotcha. Well, up next we have a song from the Flower Drum Song musical. And before we play this, I want to remind everybody that you're listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and swervy. I adore being dressed in something frilly. When my date comes to get me at my place, out I go with my Joe or John or Billy, like a filly who is ready for the race. When I have a brand new hairdo, with my eyelashes all in curl, I float as the clouds on airdo. I enjoy being a girl. When men say I'm cute and funny, but pearl, I just flap it up like honey. I enjoy being a girl. I flip when a fella sends me flowers. I drool over dresses made of lace. I talk on the telephone for hours with a pound and a half of cream upon my face. I'm strictly a female, female, and my future I hope will be in the home of a brave and a free male who'll enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me. When men say I'm sweet as candy, as around in a dance we whirl, it goes to my head like brandy. I enjoy being a girl. When someone with eyes that smolder says he loves every silken curl that falls on my ivory shoulder,
I'm strictly a female, and my future, I hope, will be in the home of a brave and free male who'll enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me.
I enjoy being a girl. Like
I do.
Pat Suzuki.
Relatable.
Yeah.
Totally, David. I bet that was completely relatable for you.
Oh, yeah. This is my jam.
This is what he listens to in the car. He just jams it out.
Oh, yeah.
I can see David just kind of like,
I love being a girl. Oh, yeah. Pulls up alongside like the dude truck. You know what I mean? With him. Golly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah. That was, oh, she loves her baby, Lisa. Oh, sorry. Side note.
sorry.
Forgot we're live here for a second there. That was from the 1958 Broadway show, Flower Drum Song.
Yeah, tell me a little about this because I did zero research on it and I have no idea what it's about.
It's actually a very, for that time, it was a very controversial show to be done, and it hasn't been done until like 2002 because they took a lot of stuff out in order to make it to where it, let's see here, it didn't offend
the culture appropriation type thing, right?
Like, yes. Yes, so it didn't offend anybody just because they, I mean, the people that they put in there, I mean, it was kind of like them putting Yul Brynner in and The King and I.
Yeah.
And so, who is definitely
not close to being
Asian in any sort of way. So they just kind of changed some things around, but basically, it.
I think I remember this coming out, and like they were trying to get them started, and there was a lot of picketing, right? Isn't that was like a, is it this one? Oh,
no. Maybe.
That is, get back
another
to me on
one.
That one.
Okay.
That was another one. Never mind.
This was actually Roger Hammerstein's, Hammerstein's eighth musical that they did. And it was based on the 1957 novel by C.Y. Lee. So it came out the year it premiered in Broadway, which is kind of funny. So, I don't know. I said so again. I've been trying really hard tonight not to say so, because I say it a lot.
Too late.
Don't worry about
it. I'm working on it, people. I'm working on it.
Your tics are your tics. Apparently, exactly. Mine is saying I feel like... Da,
oh,
da,
really?
Da, da, da. I feel like... Da, 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 da. Apparently, I can't make a statement without saying I feel like... First.
I could hear
I
that
feel
now.
Like that's probably true.
I
just
feel
kidding.
Like that's probably true.
I
don't say it on this show as much, but apparently
on a tangent.
Adam had a tick score going of how many times.
Oh, seriously?
And
that's funny.
Yeah,
oh, Adam.
it was like
goodness
over
gracious.
A dozen times in one show.
I think I say literally a lot.
Probably.
You do. Literally, and you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do say you're welcome a lot.
I do.
So
you're
David,
welcome.
You
that was such a good fit, guys. Like you just
right?
You set it up for me.
I knew.
You're right? Thank you.
I could hear it coming.
David, you mentioned that you're on Off on a Tangent.
Yep.
On a Tangent, you guys air every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, where you guys just sit up here and you play good music and not normal mainstream music that you would hear.
Right, it's Adam brings the tunes. And
yep.
Yeah, it's a lot of alternative Brit rock, I guess you'd call it. But
yeah.
It's good stuff.
That's accurate, yeah.
I like when you guys do the Would You Rather.
Yeah.
Those are
that's
hilarious.
Because you guys don't go on Facebook. So don't, also, hey, if people are searching for Notes from the Stage, you should go on to Facebook and look under Off on a Tangent Radio for your Facebook group. Because
indeed.
You guys always post some really funny things, including
here and there.
You guys even had a contest just a while back.
Yeah.
And they just announced the winner.
Yep. The guy won a free T-shirt.
Yeah,
T-shirt or hoodie,
because
he came up with the slogan on the back of it or something like that, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. But you guys do a section off on a tangent about, it's Would You Rather.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go on Facebook and you post the questions you're going to ask.
Indeed.
And then you can get input from your listeners.
Yeah. And then we read their answers on the air. So,
yeah.
If you feel like being on the radio, but don't feel like being on the radio, you can be on the radio in spirit by answering Would You Rather questions.
Exactly. So you should check it out. It's a good show.
Yep.
Right here on 95.7 FM, KNNALP, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Thank you. This is what you give me to work with. Well, honey, I've seen worse. We're gonna turn this sow's ear into a silk purse. We'll have you washed and dried, trimmed and polished till you glow with pride. Trust my recipe for instant bride. You'll bring honor to us all. Wait and see when we're through.
Boys will gladly go to war for you.
With good fortune
and a great hairdo,
you'll bring honor to us all. Fast-paced,
with good breeding and a tiny waist,
you will bring honor to us all. Blow it.
Ancestors, hereby plea, help me not to make a fool of me, and to not uproot my family tree. Keep my father standing tall.
Scarier than the Undertaker, we are meeting our match making. Rest in peace, your own girls, and our future as a cast of pearls. Please look kindly on these watching girls, each a perfect.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Mulan singing.
Oh boy.
Well, no, Mulan really didn't sing it. She just
the cast the more, of Mulan.
Yes, it was the grandmother.
The chorus.
Yes.
The unsung.
And then all the people who are dubbing for everybody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that was the first Disney movie that was released on DVD.
Really?
Who would have thunk it? I would have not thought that one. I mean, obviously everything else has come back out on DVD. Well, yeah. But
out of the vault.
Out of the
Disney vault.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's like every year a vault. And it's always the same ones anyway. Like this like one time thing. I'm like, oh, I got to go get the Little Mermaid. They will never have it again.
Yeah.
That's a lie. Because one year it's going to be the Platinum Edition. Next it's going to be the Diamond Edition.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Money to be made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Precisely. And they, Mulan.
It's also the first one for Disney to be talk openly about warfare.
Really?
Yeah, right? I had to, like, think about that one. I had to
That's
think
interesting.
Back.
Actually, you know what? Yeah.
Is it... Would you
and
say
it wasn't,
it's...
Go ahead. No, you're fine. You say
oh,
it's
I was
what?
Just going to say, would you say it's the most violent? Like, is there the most action in it, or...
Up until that time, I think.
Because there...
Snow White was pretty creepy with the whole Wicked Witch in the end.
She was.
And
yeah.
Her being violent and dying off the cliff and...
Well, but there was, like, you know, the whole massacre of the village. Remember?
That's
the
true.
Mongolian, the
Actually,
Mongol,
that probably,
Mongols or whoever.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they called?
I was thinking of Sleeping Beauty, all the action in that.
Oh, yeah, with the dragon.
Especially at the
stuff.
End.
That's
yeah.
true, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. It,
but
it didn't really
was
say
probably
but...
the most dramatic, you know, fighting and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that what it was.
Considering it was like
was.
Good mm-hmm. half of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see Mulan. I've never actually, this is terrible. I've never actually seen Mulan. I feel kind of bad about not seeing
That's
that
okay.
one.
It's pretty good. I like
mm-hmm.
it. You know, and it's the first of its kind to not portray the Disney princess type. You know, like not the princess in the big pretty gown and stuff. This was Mulan went and fought in the war, pretended to be a guy so that she could fight in the war and take her dad's place because her dad wasn't healthy enough to fight. And if he would have gone, he would have died. And so she took his place and everything. So, I mean, it's the first Disney quote-unquote princess movie of its kind to not have that. And then came along, you know, Brave.
Yeah.
So that was another one that came out a couple years ago.
I think everybody was like, princess out, which I don't know how that could even happen, but whatevs. Yeah, I think people were just so annoyed with just the atypical princess damsel in distress.
And showing girls that you don't have to be that damsel in distress. Mm-hmm. You can be that girl that's...
And you don't have to be a princess.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Well, I think that's one thing that
boy,
I really
that's
like.
A relief. I was feeling the pressure there.
I bet you were, David.
I mean, I would love to be a princess, ain't gonna lie. I mean, I would wear a tiara every day of my life if I could. Just saying. Go throw that out there. But
I mean, what's stopping you?
Right now, no hair.
Oh.
I already tried my tiara on that Callie got me, which is real cute.
I bet that really hurt.
But yeah, there's nothing to like hook the TR into, and it doesn't really just sit on a bald head very well.
Yeah, that's true.
It needs some her.
Some her.
Some hairspray, which you need hair for the hairspray. And I have neither, or neither.
You have a couple wigs.
Either.
I am not wearing a wig, sister, because that is itchy and hot.
Well, if you want to wear your tiara, you can put on a wig.
I'll just wait till it grows out.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just try all these like short bobs. Not even bobs, it's a pixie. That's the name.
Yep. Yeah. It's really, anyways. Up next, so that we have time, we're going to go pretty quick on these ones. So we've got, we might do a back-to-back, actually. Why don't we plan on doing that? So we can play both these songs next. We want to talk about both of them.
Right.
Up next, we've got, in a row, we've got I Can't Do It Alone from Chicago, and then we've got Defying Gravity from Wicked.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Velma Kelly in an act of desperation.
My sister and I had an act that couldn't flop. My sister and I were headed straight for the top. My sister and I earned a vow, a week at least. Oh yeah. But my sister is now unfortunately deceased. I know it's sad, of course, but a fact is still a fact. And now all that remains is the remains of a perfect double act. Watch this. Now you have to imagine it with two people. It's swell with two people. First I, then she, then we'd. But I can't do it alone. Like I'd say, man, she'd say, you're the cat's meow. Then we'd wow the crowd again when she'd go. I'd go, we'd go. Then those ding dong daddies started a roar, whistle stopped, stamped on the floor. Your socks up, 'cause you ain't seen nothing yet.
Baba, why couldn't you have stayed calm for once instead of flying off the handle?
I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now. I hope you're happy how you hurt your cause forever. I hope you think you're clever.
I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy too. I hope you're proud how you would grovel in submission to feed your own ambition.
So though I can't imagine how, I hope you're happy right now.
Still be with the wizard, what you've worked and waited for. You can have all you ever wanted.
I know,
but I don't want it.
No,
I can't. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts, close my eyes, and leave.
boy.
It's a cool song.
Yes. Yes, it is.
A long song, but indeed. Good.
A long song. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. First off, we had I Can't Do It Alone by Catherine Zeta-Jones and...
They say
Taye Diggs.
Really, he was in more in the movie. I didn't really hear it on the album, introduced. But
I was going to say, she was pretty much the only one that sang, because even Renee Zellweger, she just did the spitting sound.
Right. Well, and do you know, actually, the only song that Taye Diggs did not introduce was Roxy.
Really?
Food for thought. You're welcome.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I guess I didn't even think about that either. Mm.
I was just going to say, listen to me acting like I know what you're talking about.
It's all right, David. It's all right. So that was from Chicago. And and then our second song that we played there was Defying Gravity by Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth from the musical Wicked.
Yep. So I was doing a little Google research, as I do. And I got on the website Ranked, and I wanted just to see if somebody's actually tried to sit down and rank best female Broadway vocalists. Surprisingly, yes, they have.
I'd like to see that list.
Right. Well, and as you click on it, you can either make it go up or down off the list, depending on. Anyway, so number one was Christian. I can't say her name.
Number one, Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah, there we go. Number two was Idina Menzel. So,
wait.
On the top Broadway of the 21st century.
Sorry. Oh, the 21st century. Wow. Okay, so it was like top. I was like, wait, she outbeat like Julie Andrews and all that stuff? Like, I'm so confused.
Right, and so then I looked at like overall rankings of just best female vocalist of all time, and they were, Kristen was 182.
Kristen Chenoweth was 182.
And Idina was 130. Yeah. But that put...
That's a lot. But anyways.
Right. Wow. Well, and Julie Andrews made number 22
of all time. I'm really surprised of how she beat out the other ones on this list that we're kind of looking at. Like, I mean, obviously Whitney Houston, come on, and Aretha Franklin, yes.
So, yeah, Whitney was number one. Two was Aretha Franklin. There was Celine Dion, Barbara Streisand, Adele, Mariah Carey, Ella Fitzgerald, Christina Aguilera.
I'm kind of mad about that one.
Karen Carpenter, and number 10 was Tina Turner.
I don't think Christina Aguilera should have been on there. But that's just my personal opinion.
But, yeah.
And it doesn't
There's
matter.
A lot better singers. She's good, but...
Yeah. But there's a lot of other people. I would have put Julie Andrews there in her place instead of that.
Yep.
But, oh well. Everybody, you have been listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP Lincoln, Nebraska, 95.7 FM. And my name is Callie.
And this is Ashley.
And...
I'm David.
Our awesome producer who makes our show run beautifully. And our two special guests tonight, Lisa and Penelope. And we are going to end our show tonight on, obviously, our lovely song, So Long, Farewell, from The Sound of Music. Don't forget to join us here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on 95.7 FM. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
To bed, and so must I.
So long, farewell.
Lutheran and Community Radio, KNNA 95.7, Lincoln, Nebraska.
You're listening to KNNA LP, FM 95.7 in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lovable Jack Kirk.
And I'm Nancy. And every Friday night on FM 95.7, Jack and I co-host a big band swing era program that we call When Music Was Music.
Every Friday evening from 7 to 9, we even play at least one real, honest to goodness, actual, very fragile 78 RPM record on our studio turntable.
We do?
I think we do. It's all a part of the history and the nostalgia and the fun of our program, When Music Was Music.
You are invited to tune us in Friday nights at 7, right here on the cross, KNNA LP FM 95.7. Seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting. When traveling at 55 miles per hour, That's enough time to cover the length of a football field blindfolded.